Celebrate the historic 100th Greeley Stampede, June 23rd through July 4th, featuring concerts, rodeo, carnival, and more. Tickets available at GreeleyStampede.org.
This is Adam Matas with DNVR, the DNVR Bar, and the DNVR Nuggets podcast, and you're listening to The Hole Show with Brady Hole.
Welcome back to The Hole Show. Glad you guys could be here with us on this Friday afternoon, this Stanley Cup Final Game 5 Friday afternoon. Exciting times throughout the state of Colorado, and I do mean throughout the state. You have Game 5 tonight. The Avs could very well get their third Stanley Cup title since they began, came to Colorado in the mid-90s. The Nuggets were rocking and rolling with their draft last night, and our guy, David Roddy, goes in the first round. He goes to pick number 23. Chris Dempsey of Altitude TV on to chat with us a bit about the Nuggets. And Chris, you and I have been talking about this a while now. I was viewing this draft going into it thinking, I don't know that they're, at pick 21 and 30, if they're looking for that guy that's going to come in instantly and make an immediate impact. These are guys that we're more so expecting to maybe get some minutes throughout the course of next season, but maybe be a bigger part of the puzzle in the next two seasons. How do you assess what the Nuggets did? Let's talk about pick number 21 first.
Yeah, Christian Brown out of Kansas. And he's the player that everybody involved. We talked to Calvin Booth, the general manager, had a short side conversation with Coach Michael Malone, talked to the vice president of scouting, Jim Klipanoff, and everybody to a man there said that this is the guy that could play and will be given every opportunity to carve out some sort of role on the roster in the rotation next season. And, what they like about him is his size, 6'6", his ability to really compete on the defensive end, and then on the offensive end to be a smart basketball player, space the court, knocked in about 38% of his shots last season for Kansas. And so, they liked his makeup, and they talked a little bit about his mental makeup as well, just in terms of, who he is as a person. And so he's the kind of player that they would like to fit in their locker room. And it'll be interesting to see, Calvin Booth afterwards. The thing that perked my ears up during his press conference was he said that he would love for the team to be bigger and more athletic. And so when he said that, then things start to fall into place in terms of how they viewed this draft. And then, you could start, if you want to, you could start reading the tea leaves as to how they're going to retool the roster around their core players. But Christian Brown is a player that they said that they had very high, was at the top of their draft board, given the position that they were choosing, and they got him.
Yeah, they got the wing player that they were looking for. And, I mean, Chris, what do you think? I mean, last year with Bones Highland, we weren't sure if we were going to see many, many real minutes with him. And unfortunately, the injuries took hold. And I think Bones, when he did get those opportunities, really turned some heads, especially Michael Malone's. So he ended up kind of shocking some of us. Do you see Brown as a big piece to the puzzle right off the bat? Do we work him into a couple of months or something like that? Or do you think he's going to be kind of part of the regular rotation as soon as game one hits?
Yeah, it's a good question, and the short answer is what did they do in free agency?
Yeah,
what I'm saying? So who's coming back, who's not coming back? How does that look? And once we know how that looks, then we can get a little bit of a clearer view of, okay, if they brought in a bunch of veterans, and we know that they're proven players, then I would probably say Christian Brown's impact would be gradual at best over the course of the season. If they stay a little bit more quiet in free agency and maybe grab a player or two that they need, but maybe go into that with the full expectation that Christian Brown is going to play a fairly significant role on the roster, then that'll be the assessment then. So I think we just have to wait until about the end of July into August and see what the Nuggets have done in free agency in terms of filling out that roster. And then you'll get a clearer view about what type of role Christian Brown could probably expect And then we'll go from there.
Does he fill that need that we talked about? You know, you're wanting a better defensive player. You said big. What is he? 6'7". So, and, you know, again, being able to be a pretty good shooter as well. So maybe a 3-and-D kind of guy. How do you think they fared as far as filling that need at pick 21? I mean, again, we'll see what they do in free agency and such. But eventually, we expect him to be a bigger piece down the road, whether that's a half a year, whatever. Does it look like on paper that they did a good job of filling that need in this first round?
Well, yeah. I mean, I think they took a nice step toward doing that. You know, I mean, you know, the question, how many players do you want to have to be able to properly fill that role? Because, you know, when you're talking about three-point shooters spaced around players like Nikola Jokic or even Jamal Murray, you know, it's really multiple players more so than just one. And so, you know, I think Christian Brown is another player that can help in that respect. And so, you know, if you're putting Christian Brown out there, and you got Michael Porter Jr. out there, Jamal Murray out there, you have these players kind of, you know, around the perimeter, on the perimeter around Nikola Jokic, it's going to be harder for a defense just to hone in on Nikola Jokic, to really load up toward Nikola without taking a real risk if they're going to get hurt by one of those players at the three-point line. So I think as many players as that can shoot high 30s to low 40s in the three-point percentage department that you can have around a player that demands double teams and demands the majority of defensive attention, the better off you are. And so I think for the Nuggets, this is a nice, it's a nice player to be able to put around and just have another guy that can be a threat out there that the defense has to pay attention, be honest about paying attention to, and not just cheating off of him and then it's shrugging their shoulders if they don't quite get back out to the three-point line because they're not really worried if he's going to make the shot.
Yeah, I'm excited about it. Again, I view this draft the way I viewed the last three or four. I can go all the way back to 2017, even when they drafted Monte Morris. I didn't view any draft really since then as, oh, this is huge. They better make sure they nail this. They have. I mean, we've been seeing guys, Monte Morris, Bones, Highland, those guys have worked out. But I kind of still feel the same. We'll see what they do in free agency. But I did view this draft as more or less, okay, great. We'll see what these guys have. It's not the end-all, be-all if they're meaningful right off the bat, but that's kind of how I looked at it. Nuggets weren't done, though. They had OKC's pick at 30, UCLA's Peyton Watson. Now, he certainly, Chris, seems like maybe more of a long-term kind of project guy.
Yeah, I would say that. I would say that as well. You know, didn't play much for UCLA last season. And you know, he's the kind of player that you have to kind of look past what it was he actually did on the court into what you think he can be. And so right now, about the only place where if you put him on the court, you could reasonably expect that he would help would be in maybe a little bit of rim protection. He blocked some shots in his freshman season at UCLA. But I think you're right. I think by and large, this is a player that they would want to get into Denver, get around the team, get with the player development staff, and then get to work, on enhancing his game, making him a more dynamic player on both ends of the court. Because I think if they are able to do that, then he projects as a player to me to be kind of a dynamic role player. A dynamic role man in the pick and roll is what I'm trying to say. Getting down toward the rim, lob threat, those kinds of things, attack the offensive glass. Can he develop a little bit of a jump shot as well to be able to take advantage of some defenses that might just want to pack the paint against him? Yeah, I think he can do that as well. And so you just have to get to work to develop those skills. And then defensively, he's not going to need much work. I mean, lateral quickness, everybody can work on that a little bit more. But his instincts around the rim and his ability to block shots, he just has that already. So, I think him and Ishmael Katagande from out
very
of Paris,
good, by the guys, way, Chris. Very
I think those guys are most definitely. Well, listen. In the case of Ishmael, he's not even going to be here. I mean, yeah. Everybody said that he's kind of a stash player, and they'll see what he looks like a couple of years down the road. So, yeah, I mean, they drafted. You know, one of the things we said, you know, that they could do is draft for the future. I think they did that with the last two picks, and then did they draft for now? Yes, I think they did with Christian Braun. Brown.
We're talking. I did the same thing. I mean, come on, spelling.
I knew I was going
to
do that one.
Come on, Chris. Okay, I want to get into the depth chart and ask you some questions about, you know, are the Nuggets done? Is this kind of for better or worse? Kind of the group just hoping health is the factor. I want to get into that in just a moment, but. The NBA draft is so interesting to me because unlike the NFL draft, Adam Silver will come out to announce the trade that had happened like three picks before. I was getting so confused. I was all over the place. It was hilarious when Silver comes out to announce the Nuggets pick. The first thing he said was, a trade has been made. I'm thinking, did the Nuggets just trade pick 21? And yeah. I even tweeted it out. I said, trade alert. And then he goes, so I don't even remember who was before the Nuggets. It was like two picks before. So-and-so traded away their pick. And then they went over to the Nuggets draft pick. But it's weird. It's like I'm back to the future watching the NBA draft sometimes.
Yeah. It's so weird, man. You know, and it's just like, you know, and think about the Nuggets trade for the 30th pick. Yeah. That thing was, you know, reported what, a week ago,
and it still doesn't show. Yeah, what is
right.
that?
Right. Yeah, and the like. I don't understand. It's the one thing that I think the NBA gets wrong every single
yes.
year. When you have these teams trading picks, let those trades go through so that you don't have all the things. So. Also, Peyton Watson is sitting in his press conference after he gets drafted in an Oklahoma City hat
right.
and answering questions about being a member of the Oklahoma City Thunder. And I'm like, what? We all know that you're going to the Denver Nuggets.
Wow.
And it's just, you know, and it's just that the NBA or in who was it? Kind of toward the end was drafted by San Antonio, but was going to Memphis, and it was the point guard out of Tennessee, Chandler. And so he gets drafted by San Antonio, gets traded to Memphis. He actually has a Memphis hat on in his but on the TV screen it's got Chandler going to San Antonio, and it's just the worst television and obviously the most misleading thing for fans. And what it leads to is stories about if these players, any one of these players that was drafted and traded but walked across in the original team's uniform or hat, plays really, really well, then that fan base is going to go, oh, you traded this guy on draft night and we could have had him. And that's
right.
never, that's not the case. The picks were already traded. They told the other team who to pick so that player would be that player would be theirs. And we live that out here every year in Denver with Donovan Mitchell and Rudy Gobert.
Yep.
And, you know, and so, but the NBA, I don't understand why no one makes a move to change how trades work and how quickly they're executed so that the young men could be walking across the stage in the right hat, so that they're not in press conferences as answering questions about a team they are not going to, and so that the fan base is very clear about where the players are going. And so you're right, you know, and then you get the commissioner standing up there and be like, that's a trade, a trade. And we're like, what
I'm so
is happening
confused.
Right now?
One of our morning show hosts was watching last night. And he's like, I thought the Nuggets had two first-round picks. I'm like,
yeah.
They do, but they're still labeling it as the Thunder. And the Donovan Mitchell thing gets me every single year, every couple of weeks, whatever. If Mitchell has a beautiful game, everybody mm-hmm. throws it out there, but you're right. That pick was traded well before the draft, and then Utah says, oh, hey, you're up. Here you go. That's who we want with it. It's Donovan Mitchell. Mm-hmm. So it's crazy. Chris, while we have you, a couple more minutes, my man. Looking at this depth chart for Denver, do you think Calvin Booth is almost looking at it? Because you and I talked about this a couple weeks ago. Like, Calvin just kind of doesn't have to do a whole lot, assuming Jamal Murray and Michael Porter Jr. get healthy. Is that more or less the game plan? Is, hey, we believe we are good enough to go to the Western Conference Finals if those two guys are healthy? Or do you think the Nuggets go, we need an insurance policy just in case? We might have to get aggressive here with a trade or two. I keep hearing Monte Morris's name pop up.
Yeah. Yeah, it's interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's interesting. It was. We'll see about that. I think that's why, for me, the you know, with Calvin kind of sitting up there saying they want to get bigger and more athletic, perked up my ears.
Mm-hmm.
Because what you have, figure out is what you're going to do with Bryn Forbes, Facundo Campazzo, Marcus Howard, Austin Rivers, Davon Reed, you know, which of these players are coming back, which of these players aren't coming back. And, you know, maybe you can infer a few things from those comments, or maybe you don't want to infer some things from those comments. But given the way they drafted with Christian Brown, and given those comments after the draft, I think he's going to be very serious about getting taller, athletic players in to some spots that, you know, maybe they don't have them right now. And, you know, first off, for those players that are now no longer under contract, those are going to be, you know, quote unquote, easier spots to fill, just because you can just say, well, we're going to move on from player X and we're going to go after these players over here. The more difficult ones would be the ones under contract on your roster if you want to move them. And then what do you do with those? So I think for Calvin, the first things first, and Josh Kroenke, is to address the players that don't have contracts and are free agents. So those are spots that you can easily fill without having to make a trade or anything else. And then if you are not seeing or not getting the traction in the kind of free agents that you want, then you can kind of pull the trigger on, okay, what's our trade capital? What can that get us from another team that would be of benefit to us? So I think it's a step-by-step process for the Nuggets. And I think that's the order that it'll go in. I don't think they'll pull a trigger on a trade of a player. I mean, unless... Okay, I have to say the caveat is, unless you already know a team, you have earmarked a player on another team, and that team is already amenable to a trade for a player that you would want to be that you would be fine about giving up, then okay. If that scenario exists right now, okay. If that scenario does not exist right now, see what you have in free agency first, and then supplement that with trade second. I think that's how it'll go.
Well, it's going to be interesting. We're saying the most important offseason for the Nuggets, certainly in a while. Chris, my man, appreciate you. Great work with your coverage, as always, and we'll catch up with you soon.
Absolutely. Talk to you.
All right, man. Chris Dempsey, Altitude TV. 12:52 the time. I have Brad Paisley, Stone Temple Pilots tickets to give away. No, that's not the same band. These are two different nights. Might give them away next. We'll be right back. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
It's baseball season, and the Colorado Rockies can be heard on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.